Pozdravljeni na tekmovanju Polyglot 3. Pred vami je naloga slušnega razumevanja. Po uvodnem navodilu boste imeli čas, da natančno preberete spodnja vprašanja in se pripravite na posnetek, ki ga boste slišali dvakrat. Med posnetkoma bo sledeči signal, ki bo označeval konec in začetek posnetka. Želimo vam veliko uspeha pri reševanju naloge.
Hello? Hi, are you Sarah?
I am.
Hi.
Hanan.
Yes, lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you too. Come on in.
Thank you. So,
welcome to Crowd Science from the BBC World Service, the show that's powered by your curiosity. I'm Anand Jagatia, and I'm meeting this week's listener in person, where she's living at the moment. It's a gorgeous location, right by the sea, in a car park.
This is your van?
This is my van.
Wow, okay. Can you give us the tour? So there's obviously the driver's seats in the front, and then here you've got like a little kitchen.
I have got a little kitchen. I have a sink and I have a little one ring here. Underneath this part I have a little fridge.
Sarah's van is certainly cosy, but it has everything she needs to explore the great outdoors on the south coast of England, where she's from.
It's ideal. It's absolutely ideal. My life evolves around the coast, it always has done, wild swimming. Plus, I like going to places I've never been before. And the van gives me that opportunity. It's like a mobile freedom. I just love it. I would live in here all the time if it were possible for me to do it.
But there is one thing stopping Sarah from living in the van full time. It doesn't have a shower. And that's what got her thinking about her question for Crowd Science.
Well, I was about Easter time, I think, staying at the most beautiful beach. Now, behind me were these houses that were over £1 million each, but I was parked up overlooking the beach for about less than a tenner a night. You can stay for the whole summer, but there's a catch. How do you stay clean? And it got me thinking, how do we stay clean in the past, or do we just not care about smell so much? And you know, Stone Age man, they didn't have spa day, so why did we evolve to smell ripe if we're unwashed? Is there any evolutionary benefit to having BO, body odour? I don't know. That's my question to Crowd Science.
So Sarah wants us to follow our noses and find out why we get stinky armpits if we don't wash. These days, many of us tend to use soaps, deodorants and antiperspirants to banish those odours. But could they actually have a useful function? And how bad did people smell in the past before these products existed? Was it actually bad? Or were they just indifferent to the aroma of ripe human? Let's begin with the basics of body odour. Where does it come from?
Body odour is actually not from our sweat itself. The body odor is actually produced by the bacteria that naturally lives on our skin that then breaks down our odorless sweat, and they produce the body odor, the smell that we smell.
Dr. Madeline Wynn is a dermatologist, and as she explains, not all sweat is the same.
So we have two different types of sweat glands on our bodies. We have our eccrine sweat glands, which are pretty much distributed throughout our whole body, and that secretes this kind of watery substance. That's odorless sweat through and through. And then we have our apocrine sweat glands, which are sweat glands that secrete into the hair follicles. And these sweat glands secrete this more oily-like type of sweat that is only found in our armpits, our groin, our nipples, and interestingly enough, our ear canals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's why the stink is usually sequestered to those specific areas where we have these apocrine sweat glands.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, sweaty armpits, smelly armpits, that's the thing, right? And that's where people tend to put deodorant on. So what different factors can affect how our body odor changes? So what things can impact, I guess, the composition of this oily sweat that bacteria love to eat and then makes us smell bad?
Yeah, so genetics is a huge factor for sure. But then things like disease or even what you eat, and then sometimes even our hormones can all affect how our body odor smells and how pungent it is.
Genetics. So does that mean that different kind of populations maybe have different oily sweat?
Yeah, actually. So the main thing that comes to mind is for East Asian populations, most people with East Asian ancestry do not have the protein that secretes these proteins and lipids into the apocrine sweat. And if these proteins and lipids that are eaten by the bacteria are not produced in the sweat, then there's nothing to break down and then nothing to produce that kind of body odor that we usually think of.
Hello? Hi, are you Sarah?
I am.
Hi.
Hi, Anand.
Yes, lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you too. Come on in.
Thank you. So,
welcome to Crowd Science from the BBC World Service, the show that's powered by your curiosity. I'm Anand Jagatia, and I'm meeting this week's listener in person, where she's living at the moment. It's a gorgeous location, right by the sea, in a car park.
This is your van?
This is my van.
Wow, okay. Can you give us the tour? So there's obviously the driver's seats in the front, and then here you've got like a little kitchen.
I have got a little kitchen. I have a sink and I have a little one ring here. Underneath this part I have a little fridge.
Sarah's van is certainly cosy, but it has everything she needs to explore the great outdoors on the south coast of England, where she's from.
It's ideal. It's absolutely ideal. My life evolves around the coast, it always has done, wild swimming. Plus, I like going to places I've never been before. And the van gives me that opportunity. It's like a mobile freedom. I just love it. I would live in here all the time if it were possible for me to do it.
But there is one thing stopping Sarah from living in the van full time. It doesn't have a shower. And that's what got her thinking about her question for Crowd Science.
Well, I was about Easter time, I think, staying at the most beautiful beach. Now, behind me were these houses that were over £1 million each, but I was parked up overlooking the beach for about less than a tenner a night. You can stay for the whole summer, but there's a catch. How do you stay clean? And it got me thinking, how do we stay clean in the past, or do we just not care about smell so much? And you know, Stone Age man, they didn't have spa day, so why did we evolve to smell ripe if we're unwashed? Is there any evolutionary benefit to having BO, body odour? I don't know. That's my question to Crowd Science.
So Sarah wants us to follow our noses and find out why we get stinky armpits if we don't wash. These days, many of us tend to use soaps, deodorants, and antiperspirants to banish those odours. But could they actually have a useful function? And how bad did people smell in the past before these products existed? Was it actually bad, or were they just indifferent to the aroma of ripe human? Let's begin with the basics of body odour. Where does it come from?
Body odour is actually not from our sweat itself. The body odor is actually produced by the bacteria that naturally lives on our skin that then breaks down our odorless sweat, and they produce the body odor, the smell that we smell.
Dr. Madeline Wynn is a dermatologist, and as she explains, not all sweat is the same.
So we have two different types of sweat glands on our bodies. We have our eccrine sweat glands, which are pretty much distributed throughout our whole body, and that secretes this kind of watery substance. That's odorless sweat through and through. And then we have our apocrine sweat glands, which are sweat glands that secrete into the hair follicles. And these sweat glands secrete this more oily-like type of sweat that is only found in our armpits, our groin, our nipples, and interestingly enough, our ear canals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's why the stink is usually sequestered to those specific areas where we have these apocrine sweat glands.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, sweaty armpits, smelly armpits, that's the thing, right? And that's where people tend to put deodorant on. So what different factors can affect how our body odor changes? So what things can impact, I guess, the composition of this oily sweat that bacteria love to eat and then makes us smell bad?
Yeah, so genetics is a huge factor for sure. But then things like disease or even what you eat, and then sometimes even our hormones can all affect how our body odor smells and how pungent it is.
Genetic. So does that mean that different kind of populations maybe have different oily sweat?
Yeah, actually. So the main thing that comes to mind is for East Asian populations, most people with East Asian ancestry do not have the protein that secretes these proteins and lipids into the apocrine sweat. And if these proteins and lipids that are eaten by the bacteria are not produced in the sweat, then there's nothing to break down and then nothing to produce that kind of body odor that we usually think of.